So we're on day three of retreat.
It's on the side.
Two and a half. Right?
Is that on?
You're not hearing it? Okay, we readjust. How's that? Better? Anyway, this is about the time in retreat when we start to get kind of tired of this game. And you might find yourself wanting to do some little exit places, you know, like starting to think about what we're having for lunch, or maybe the desire to maybe sneak in a little talking to somebody, or maybe wanting to check your phone. Just notice these impulses to want to do this. Know that it's amazing the depth that this retreat has gone. Terry and I were commenting on the second day. It's like, you know, everybody's so solid and still focused, and it's been beautiful. And so just continue on. Doing what you've been doing, and yet to notice the impulse to want to do the exit points, not to get rid of them. You don't have to react to them, but to notice that they're there, and that's a part of your practice too. Oh, there's that, and can I come back? So here's another practice, another tool that you might take. Starting off with a quote from Einstein, "We cannot solve the dilemma with the same consciousness that created it." We cannot solve the dilemma with the same consciousness that created it. So our first intention is, can I shift from the thinking mind to the heart mind? Thinking with the heart isn't really just a metaphor. Scientists have proven that 65% of the cells in the heart are the very same neural cells that are in the brain. So the idea of thinking with the heart is really a possibility. Something that you might be curious about, you might want to explore. That possibility, because when you come from the heart, there's always a sense of interconnectedness. So we know we have attention, right? And our attention, it's always moving, right? Like now, you have attention and it's just always moving. And it's actually a defense mechanism. We're kind of always on the lookout to notice if we're safe. We're always checking out our environment to make sure that we're safe. But you can notice how your attention becomes bound to an object. And also how we can free it. So I'm going to use the metaphor of the bow and the arrow because Carol so beautifully took us there. So you have the arrow and you have the point of the arrow. And then at the other end of the arrow, you have the nock, which is the where the string goes. So the question is, where are you from the knock at the arrow? Are you in the thinking mind or are you in the heart? Because these are the two essential areas that we can look from. We can look from the mind or we can look from the heart. It's a choice. So our first shift is to go down into the heart and follow the point of the arrow to the object that it is situated in, and then follow it back to the heart. Down from the thinking mind, the heart, follow the point of the arrow to the object, and then from that object come back to your heart. So say for instance, find an object, like right now you can like look into the center of the circle if you like, and there's your attention. So your attention is focused on something. Now follow, let go of where your attention is and follow it back to your heart. So we're looking even deeper back into the heart, which could even go to the place of presence. So you could say that the practice of this meditation that we're going into is to notice the objects that we keep getting bound up in and freeing our attention and dropping back down to the heart. So a question you might ask yourself is, am I in my mind? Or am I in my heart? You kind of have to have the willingness to not know. Not knowing and just be open. There's a land of infinite possibilities that lie within us. What needs to be known sometimes, what needs to be known comes forward from the heart, not from the thinking mind. He went back to Einstein's quote, "We cannot solve the dilemma with the same mind that created it." Maybe there's value in learning to think from the heart. Just that curiosity. Any questions? Is anybody not clear? You're not.
I'm not an archer, but the point and the knock of the arrow. I'm not.
So let go of that metaphor then, if that doesn't work for you.
Great.
All you're doing is, you're just noticing as you sit and meditate, you're noticing, here's my attention, it's moving here and here and here. And as you're noticing your attention, you're also noticing where you get bound up with it, right? We identify with the thought. You're noticing where it becomes bound, and you can notice as your attention moves, is it moving from your mind? And can you shift it down instead to the heart?
When you do that, do you visualize it coming from the heart?
You can visualize it and you can feel it. So like when you're looking at something, like the center of the room, and there's an object there. If you're coming from the mind, can you feel that? Thinking from the mind? Drop your attention down to the area of the heart. And look at that same thing from the place of the heart. If there's a subtle shift, so we'll sit this way for a bit, and if it's interesting to you and you're curious, play with it. Allow yourself to be in that not-knowing mind, thinking with the heart, as opposed to thinking with the mind. Why would we want to do that? We know that thinking with the mind always creates a separation, subject-object, and that's what the mind does, and that's a good function. We wouldn't be able to function in the world. But maybe there, but when you think from the heart, right now, just sense and fill into the circle. Fill into the circle, first of all, from the mind, because we think about it, right? Oh, here's the circle. Okay. Now, fill into the circle from the place of the heart. Drop your attention there, and now, experience our circle. The interconnectedness. And just relax. Come into your body, feel your foundation, solid, steady, earth element, connected. Coming into being here in this body. Take your attention up the spine, starting at the base of the spine. Move your attention up the spine, lifting up vertebra by vertebra. Feel the extension of the spine. Relax the shoulders down away from your ears. Feel the weight of your arms. Resting down into the palms of the hands. Relax your jaw. Think about relaxing your jaw first. And now let go of thinking about it and just feel an unhooking of the jaw. Sense and feel the tongue. Sensation. comes more from the body, more from the heart or the gut. The body sensing. Open to sounds. Sounds out just your right ear. Think about it first, then just drop down to the heart and hear the sounds, feel open. And the left ear. Both ears simultaneously. You notice your thinking starting to slow down as you're just being here in this room, in this circle. Of doing and just be noticing the movement of attention, how your attention moves, and as you play with that, just notice the attention moves. It gets bound, and we can set it free and come back to just noticing. Just do that. Notice if you're coming from the thinking mind or from the felt sense of the heart mind. Relax doing and just be. When you're being, you're just here and